Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. As scientists look for genes that may be responsible for autism spectrum disorders, or ASD, a new study points to regions of DNA outside of the genes.
That may be confusing because normally, with genetic disorders, you think of a single gene mutation that causes disease. For example, sickle cell disease.
However, in ASD, the genes involved that we know about so far only account for a small fraction of the cases. So the question is, can mutations in other regions of the DNA contribute to ASD?
To answer that question, scientists analyzed the genomes of 1,800 families that have one child with ASD. They used an artificial intelligence approach called deep learning, which applies an algorithm in successive analyses to find subtle patterns we'd miss.
The algorithm taught itself to identify regions of the DNA to which over 2,000 proteins could bind. How they bind is the key to how genes are used.
The program also learned to predict which mutations would disrupt that binding process and gave a disease impact score. Then they sorted over 120,000 mutations that could affect how genes are used in these families' DNA.
They discovered significant numbers of mutations in areas of the DNA that don't code for genes. For example, there's a significant connection between non-gene mutations and IQ. This supports the finding that 40 to 60% of people with ASD have an intellectual disability.
It's likely ASD results from many combinations of mutations, gene and non-gene. The bad news is, this also means gene therapy won't likely cure autism.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.